episode of Short Stories on Toku Toku. On this week's episode, Studio Rat by Chima.
It's another day and I'm not looking forward to it. I mean, I'm not depressed or anything. I just am not looking forward to my routine life, which usually ends with me hanging around the studio when serious artists and producers are making headway in their careers. I'm tired. Maybe I'm depressed. Maybe. I'm working on a beat I've been playing around with for a while. I try to achieve my dream of an Afrobeats and EDM fusion whenever I'm cooking beats, but I don't have it locked just yet. I sigh after another of my experiments failed to satisfy me. Maybe this music thing is not for me. Maybe. Still, I try again. I love music and I'm not ready to give up on it. I must be addicted to disappointment. People have said my sound is nice though, but I feel like they are trying to make me feel better. Because why hasn't any of the guys at the studio offered to work with me? I weigh those thoughts away and try to enjoy what I'm doing. I soon get lost in it, enjoying myself, until my mother comes to check on me 3 hours later. "Tony," she snaps. I look up, lost but irritated. Why can't she leave me alone? What have I done again? I think to myself. "What is it, ma?" I respond. "It's almost 12. You haven't come out of your room today or come to have breakfast. So it's this your so-called music that you are doing that's making you act like a lazy person." If only she knew how much work this was. "I'm sorry, ma," I say. "I'll be down soon." She shakes her head and mutters something under her breath which I don't quite care for. As I save my work, I think of my parents. I am disappointing them. I finished from school last year and refused to go for NYSC because I felt it would slow my music career down. They argued and eventually budged. Now, I'm just a studio rat. Jack the Kid is in the booth with Abdul, one of our studio's top producers, who was personally trained by Alfred, the boss. Alfred, who I like to call Don Jazzy Light, is in a serious discussion with Jack the Kid's manager. I've seen this play out too often. Jack the Kid must have plans for an upcoming body of work, or has already started, I wouldn't know. Nobody tells me anything in this studio. I'm just a studio rat anyway. I say hi to Remy, Mary, and Clinton before taking my favorite position in the working area where we all stay to work. I keep looking at Alfred and Jack the Kid's manager, whose discussion had become a lot more animated, wondering what they are seriously talking about. I go over to get some water from the dispenser as I wait for my laptop to power up and take the opportunity to ask the guys if all was well. Jack wants to release a new album and he told his manager he wants a different sound. Mary says, "Wait, I have a different sound." "What happened to Abdul? I thought Abdul was Jack's guy in this place," I ask. "I don't know. Maybe they just want to change." "That's a good thing if you ask me," Clinton says. "I have a different sound." "But they're working together," I ask, confused. "It's like you said, Abdul is their guy. They're most likely trying new stuff together," Remy says. I laugh at myself internally for having hope, but it comes out as a little smile. "Yeah, you're probably right," I say, and go back to my laptop. 10:14 p.m. I get home to my mother, dozing in front of the television. She does this all the time, despite my pleas for her to go to bed early. I'm not a kid anymore, but she doesn't want to believe that. I sit beside her and change the channel to lose myself in anything that can catch my fancy on television. My movement wakes her up. "Hey ma," I say, flipping through channels. She just stares at me for a while, stands up, and points to the kitchen. Your food's in the microwave. Good night. Thank you, Ma, I say as she walks to her room. I sigh and throw the remote on the couch next to me. What is this life? I think to myself. 1:09 a.m. Alfred's call wakes me up. I had dozed off in the sitting room and his call dazed me. I pick it up. Hello, boss.
Tony, you played a beat for me some time ago. I want to hear it again. Send me the MIDI file now.
The sleep leaves my eyes and I immediately pull my laptop out of my backpack. Yes, boss, you'll be getting it now. I send the beat and Alfred acknowledges it.
I'll let you know what's up in the morning,
he says, then hangs up. That was weird, I say to myself. 7 a.m. the next morning. Alfred's call wakes me up again. Hello, boss, I say sleepily.
I want you here in the next hour. You'll be working on Jack the Kid's upcoming album. They like the beat you sent me and would like a few more for the project.
I'll be right there, boss, I say, and jump out of my bed. My big break is finally here, I say to myself.
You can follow us on Twitter at OG Toku Toku, Facebook at Original Toku Toku, and IG at Original Toku Toku. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.